Idaho Matters right now. Have you ever wanted to grow strawberries, maybe mushrooms, maybe you wanted to raise goats or try your hand at small-scale farming or ranching? These and other questions, like how to use worms to make the best compost, will be answered at the third annual Harvest and Hearth event next month in Caldwell. The event brings local producers together for a day of classes and also networking to help farmers and ranchers and basically anybody who wants to learn more about the food they eat. Jessica Harold is the program coordinator at the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, and she's come back to Idaho Matters to talk more about this. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Gemma.
So first off, what is Harvest and Hearth? How did it get started?
Harvest and Hearth is inspired by so many other great workshops and conferences across the U.S. that really bring farmers together to learn from each other what they're seeing work on their farm. The best way to start growing is by seeing what other people are doing and how it can work in your own climate and community. And we just wanted to bring that kind of connection to the Treasure Valley with our own local producers.
And so I know the event is for farmers and ranchers, but can anybody participate who might have interest in these subjects?
Yes, anyone is welcome to register for the conference. We think it also does provide a lot of value for small gardeners or even really small micro producers or anyone just really interested in knowing what goes into producing the food that they're finding at the farmers market and at local stores.
And what I like about this is that you've broken the day down into four main categories so people can kind of find what their interests are. So one of those categories is livestock. And so you're going to, of course, be talking about livestock. People, you'll have talks on pigs and goats and small dairies, correct?
Correct. Yes. And it's a great way. That way, if you're really interested in only livestock, you can find what matters to you. Or if you have a bunch of different interests, you're also welcome to mix and match across all the categories as well.
And then another category is crop production. I'm assuming this is would be pretty popular for folks.
Yes, especially the adding seed production to your small farm. There are tons of people interested in learning how to grow and store their own seeds, which really adds value to our community. And we are such a huge seed producing region that's really great for the world as well, just because of our specialized climate. So I think a lot of people have interest in learning more about how seed shed kind of functions in our community.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll have another category on creating a food safety plan. I'm curious as to why this would be super important, in particular for small farmers.
It's just really great to know the food safety standards, especially when you're just getting started out in agriculture, just making sure to reduce any potential diseases that can come up from the soil or from compost, just making sure that you are producing a really high quality, safe food product and getting the basics from somebody who is so well versed and certified is really important.
And then the final category is building your business. So in this case, the business of farming, I would imagine that this can be difficult in particular for small scale farmers.
Yes. As a small farmer, you wear so many hats from marketing and accounting to sales. And then you're creating, if you're doing on-farm events, that requires a whole nother skill set. So we have some really great farmers and local professionals to lead these workshops and to really provide just valuable resources to have as a small business owner so they can go off and find more help in the community beyond just Harvest and Hearth as well.
And before we run out of time, I do want to talk also about farmstead management because you're going to have one particular talk called Worms and Biodiversity. Talk to us about this.
That worms are such a great way to improve the microbes in your soil. You know, when you have compost, sometimes it's really bacteria heavy and bacteria focused, but bringing worms into the compost and letting it rest more also helps build the microbes and the mycorrhizal fungi in there and produce a really well-rounded soil that really activates your garden and gets the biodiversity in there jump-started too. So it's not just adding carbon, it's also adding a lot of the microbes that we really rely on for healthy soil.
Well, again, when is the event? How do people sign up?
The event is on Friday, February 10th, hosted out at Peaceful Belly Farm. And we have sign up available on our website at adaswcd.org. And registration is open for another couple of weeks, but they are starting to fill up pretty quickly. So we're excited to have a full house out there to bring all of this great education to people interested in local food.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking with Jessica Harrell, the program coordinator with the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District. We'll put more information about Harvest and Hearth on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.